It is interesting to note in the Gospels how often Jesus retreated to quiet places, a desert, a lake, a mountaintop, to rest, reflect, seek guidance, and gain perspective. The transfiguration of Jesus, which we heard about recently in St. Matthew's Gospel, took place in one such retreat, Mount Hermon. This miracle took place on a mountain range which separates modern-day Lebanon and Syria. Mount Hermon represents a place of comfort and enlightenment. This is a far cry from the numbing despair that many people in both Syria and Lebanon currently feel, having endured the pain of the war in Syria for more than 3 years. In St. Matthew's Gospel, Peter, James and John wanted to remain on the mountain, in the warm glow of what felt safe, but Jesus led them down from the mountain and back to less comfortable realities. As Christians, we are called to walk with people in the reality of their suffering, not to turn away from it. The conflict in Syria today is complex. It is easy for us to be confused and to become focused on the politics and the fighting and use that as an excuse to switch off. But over 9 million people have left their homes out of fear. 130,000 are dead. How long more will we accept the inaction of world leaders and their shameful acceptance of the war in Syria? Next week, we will remember the 1994 Rwanda genocide and ask why no one did anything to prevent the deaths of 1 million innocent people. 20 years from now, we will surely ask the same about Syria.